My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to another edition of So Now You Know with Charlie O. And as we told you before, we don't know when we're going to do these, why we're going to do these, but we do these. And they're just for fun. And joining me today is one of my colleagues. Now, it used to be in the radio business. When you were at a radio station, you were in a one-station building, and many times you were there by yourself. I used to work all nights at a station. It was just one station, and I spent many, many hours there with me and the station cat. And the cat used to come in and surprise me, and I'd step back from having started a song, and I would trip over the damn cat. And the cat would go one way, I would go the other, and then I'd try to find the cat. But the cat loved me and lived to be a long time. So anyway, I don't know what that has to do with anything. But now I work in a what's called a cluster of stations, and there may be multiple reasons for that as well. This is not going the way direction I thought it was going to go, Justin. But we have 6 stations in our building, and which makes it a lot of fun because we get a lot of interaction, and I'm sitting today with my good friend that I've worked with for the last 5 years, Justin Case, who is the morning personality on, all right, ready? You gotta give me the delivery right now.
96.9 The Eagle. It is Sacramento's classic rock, Charlie O.
There you go. And so Justin delivers it every morning. And when we first started working together, he was doing afternoons. And Justin and I share a lot of shared interests, number one being rock and roll. But the other thing is we love baseball. We also have a shared interest in a lot of video watching. And we share Netflix and Apple TV and Prime Video shows that we like to binge watch. In fact, as a matter of fact, from time to time, we'll have to share our reviews. That's something that we'll do. Because Justin and I, we share a lot of taste and we have interesting takes on our reviews. It's not your typical Hollywood look on things. But anyway, coming up in June, over at Sonoma Raceway, which used to be Infineon Raceway, and it's not Infineon Raceway anywhere because they lost that advertiser. But it's just back to Sears Point now, which is a great little track. They have the annual NASCAR weekend coming up, and it's going to be June 7th to 9th, and we'll tell you more about why that's important to you in just a little bit. But Justin this week got to go over and do hot laps on track. So first of all, tell us how this came about and what happened while you were there.
Well, Charlie, I got an email, as always, late on Friday saying, hey, come Monday, if you want to go to the track and do some hot laps, let me know as soon as possible. And of course, thank goodness I had my email up and on. So yeah, I've responded right back, said, yes, put me down for that. That sounds like a lot of fun. Cause I grew up in the Bay Area, familiar with the track, but, always as a spectator, never, ever, ever on the track. And so they said, come on down and you'll get with a professional driver. We'll get you in the pace car and we'll do some laps. I'm like, okay, that sounds like fun. So anyway, got down there just around 10:30, 10:45. I left a little early on my show, but got down there early. And so there was another group of people that I guess they had – it was promotional or it was a charity where they had won an opportunity to take their car out on the track. So there was all these people with their own personal cars, you know, BMW, Porsche, you name it. I saw a 65 Ford Mustang, which I was, ended up talking to the guy. So, you know, some really cool cars, and people just wanted to take a few laps around the track. And what you do is you follow the pace car and you do these laps. So, at any rate, I get in the pace car with a gentleman named Michael Weldon, and he is a professional racer. He's a coach. He's a teacher and really an excellent driver and a young kid from out of Sausalito, I believe. And at any rate, so I'm in the car with him, and let me back it up, too. We had to grab helmets in the media room before we went. So, but these laps were out there. We had four cars behind us of the people just – trailing us on the track. And so we go through the road course. We did, I think, three, maybe four laps with these four cars behind us. And so then Michael signals the cars to get off the track. And he goes, okay, and we park and we put the helmet on and the helmets. And I tell you what, man, that is like, that's a, I don't know, it might be a lost reference, an e-ticket ride. I know, you know, holy cow, Charlie. So we're, you know, that first, just right off of pit row, you're going up that hill where all the cars, if you watch the NASCAR race, they all like converge from like seven lanes into one trying to get up that hill. It's like a little S turn. And I mean, it was on. We're in the pace car is a Toyota Camry. It's a TRD, and asked him about it. Oh, yeah, the suspension all done, had the sticky tires on it, definitely tuned to race. And holy cow, like I said, this he wasn't holding back at all. And what was cool about him, too, on the previous laps we were doing, he's like, you know, going through. It's like, hey, this is turn six here. Okay, you need to accelerate here. Here's the turn point here. This is where you're shooting for. So the whole way around the track, he's telling me, you know, this is where you're aiming for. That corner up there is where you're going. Okay, now you accelerate here. Okay, now you brake here, and just kind of going through everything on how the race drivers, go around the track. But man, I was just, it was so thrilling. I'm giggling the whole time because, you know, and he said, hey, if it gets too crazy, give me the thumbs down and I'll slow down. Never once did my thumb go down. I was like, man, bring it. Let's go, you know. And it was an absolute thrill. I've always wanted to do something like that. And man, it just was a real pleasure to be out there racing. And I asked him as soon as we parked, I said, okay, what was the top speed? How fast were we going? He goes, we're going well over 100 coming out of, out of turn six going into turn seven. Yeah, about 100. 110 or so. It's like, well, okay, that's moving. Yeah. And this guy, like I said, professional driver, great time, and really looking forward to, the NASCAR weekend, June 7th, 8th, and 9th, Sonoma Raceway. It's going to be a good time.
And one of the fun things it's going to be for all of our listeners on both the Eagle and on ESPN 1320 is we're going to have some tickets to give away.
Yes, we are. That's right. And, you can get your ticket on that way. Yeah.
So we like to do that. But, man, that is awesome. I am so freaking envious that I've done hot laps but never on a track. I was at a driver's school, but we did it out at Candlestick Park.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm not going to explain history to you. But we did it. They emptied out the Candlestick parking lot, and we did a driver's school out there. But, man, to have done that on a track like Sonoma, and Sonoma's so cool because a road course, it's a rather short course. Mm-hmm. And so it's an extremely challenging course. So that you have done hot laps, my friend, on a one of the most challenging road courses in the world.
Yeah. And my next thing I want to do, I want to take my car out there. Like these guys had their personal cars out there. I think that would be fun. I got my old 65 Mustang. It's not by any means quick, and they don't let you get too crazy, but it'd be fun to take take it around the track just to say, yeah, I've been around in Finneon Raceway or whatever it is, Sonoma Raceway. I call it Sears Point Raceway. You know, that's to me what it is because I grew up with that. But I guess it's Sonoma Raceway. But it would be fun to go out there on that track and do that.
Yeah, well, I think that means we need to get a salesperson to do an endorsement for the driver's school, I think, is what we got to do. We'll work on that off air. So anyway, the race weekend is June 7th to 9th. There's the ARCA race, which is like AAA racing on Friday. They've got the qualifying and Xfinity race on Saturday. And then the big race, the Toyota Save Mart 350 is on Sunday. And by the way, I kept trying to figure out how the 350 worked out in that. You know, I'm going, why 350? Because they do 110 laps, which is 218.9 miles. And I'm going, okay, where's the 350 come from? You're going to be really impressed. I finally figured out it's kilometers. And that's – it's not exactly 350 kilometers, but it's close enough for government work.
Okay.
So that's where the 350 comes
into. Okay. And here's a little bit of knowledge, too. The you know how Carroll Shelby got a hold on to the Mustangs early on with the GT350, and he was asked, how did you come up with the 350? What does it mean? Because they usually had the 289 motor in them, and it wasn't 350 horsepower. Some people thought it was that. I think from what I remember – Carroll Shelby said it was about 350 steps from his shop to where he was picking up these cars from Ford is where his shop was from the Ford factory. It was 300, and that's how he came up with it, the GT350.
And that sounds exactly like Shelby logic, doesn't
it? It totally does.
Well, there you go. That's another edition of So Now You Know with Charlie O. Justin Case from the Eagle 96.9. Thanks, man. Thanks for sharing with us. I'm envious.
Dude, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. And yes, I'm going to look forward to, I think we should maybe a year-end review of all the shows that we watched. Maybe we each come in with a top five of some of the best shows that we have watched either on Netflix, Hulu, or whatever.
We'll plan that. All right, there you go. So now you know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.